Welcome back to Flight Plan. I'm Mike Morgan. So it's 89 degrees right now. It's a little toasty outside on Phillips 66 Plaza, which is certainly not the fault of Rosemary Leone, who's the director of programs development for general aviation for Phillips 66. Hi, Rosemary.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
Now, I understand that this is kind of a big year for Phillips 66.
Yes, it is. It's our 85th anniversary year of being involved with general aviation. Starting in 1927, Frank Phillips sponsored a aircraft that flew from California out to Hawaii, won the Dole Derby. And we've been involved with aviation ever since.
And of course, this year you've got your name on the central area.
Yes, we're very pleased to be sponsoring the main plaza and air show and central, and we enjoy having our tent right there where we can see everybody walking by.
Now, earlier in the hour, we heard from Rod Hightower. He talked through the 5-year strategic plan that's being deployed through EAA, and he made a point repeatedly of talking about the importance of youth education, youth programs.
Absolutely.
And he talked about the fact that there would be even more emphasis on that. And you guys are a partner in that. Talk about the things that are going on this week. And I sort of did a tease about this earlier, talking about free tri-motor rides. So let's hear about the free tri-motor rides.
Well, let's start with the free tri-motor rides then, shall we? Phillips 66 is sponsoring drawings throughout the week. Once a day, we're pulling a lucky winner of a young Eagle pilot to stop by and register at our booth. And so we're going to, once a day, pull a tri-motor ride. So they'll be able to go out and have a good time flying in the tri-motor. But the other thing we ask is that between now and Wednesday, for those pilots, young Eagle pilots, who are going to be attending the banquet on Wednesday night, stop by and see us and register with us for a special set of tri-motor rides that are being offered. And those are being offered through the EAA Young Eagles program. There will be two flights, one with Sully and one with Jeff Skiles. And
Wow. They
will fill them full of young Eagle pilots. We're taking registrations at our booth, and those lucky winners will be announced Wednesday night at the banquet. And yes, you must be present to win.
And just so you know, we are grounding all of the Canadian geese in the central Wisconsin area, just to make sure.
Well, I've already had somebody ask if they're going to fly out over water because they were a little concerned about the track record. I assured them that we would not have any issues like that.
So Sully Sullenberger and Jeff Skiles, who are co-chairmen of the Young Eagles program, are, of course, the people that we're talking about, the
Absolutely.
Pilots of the Flight 1547 Miracle on the Hudson from about 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So they're certainly good-natured about that, and so... So hopefully no offense taken, because those folks are important to what it is that we're talking about.
And we are
here.
Certainly not issuing life jackets with the entries. So
well, there you go. So these free rides, mm-hmm. What makes a young person eligible for entry in the drawing?
Well, in the drawing, this is we are focusing on the young Eagle pilots.
So people who are already in the program,
people who have had a ride. Well, these are actually for the pilots. So these are for the people who fly the planes.
Oh, the adults.
And so what we're trying to, you know, there. If you take a look, we've done a lot of things over the years to recognize the young Eagles. So those who are coming to take flights or who may have taken a flight. And this year we decided we wanted to do something for the pilots. You know, Phillips also sponsors a Young Eagles Leadership Award every year. That's for young Eagle pilots who kind of go above and beyond. And so we took a look at it and said, you know what, we'd also like to do something for the pilots. And so this year our focus is, let's do something to recognize those people who fly their planes, who take their time, and who go out there and put the kids in the back seats of their airplanes or the front seats of their airplanes with them and take them out for their first rides.
So if you are a Young Eagles pilot, if you're an EAA member and have given a Young Eagles flight, you can show up to enter in this. And how do you validate the fact that you are a Young Eagles pilot?
Well, to be honest, I'm going to take it at your word.
Okay.
But we do ask that you come in. We're going to ask you for your EAA number.
Yep.
And if you don't know it, well, we'll find a way to get that for
sure.
You.
Sure.
But we'll put you in the entries. And like I said, if you're there Wednesday night at the banquet, you have the opportunity to win.
Okay. That sounds pretty neat.
It's very good.
Now, historically, Phillips 66 has also benefited the Young Eagles program by helping out those Young Eagles pilots with a rebate on the cost of aviation fuel used in flying the Young Eagle students. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, since 1994, Phillips has been involved with a fuel rebate on AVGAS. So you as a Young Eagle pilot go in, you pay for your aviation fuel with a Phillips credit card, And then you send in a form, and we rebate you $1 per gallon for your fuel. And we've heard from pilots here at AirVenture. It's kind of fun to walk around with our logo on, and I have people stop me and say, thank you so much for what you do. And we've had thousands of pilots take advantage of this, which means there's hundreds of thousands of young Eagles who've been able to be flown with the assistance of Phillips 66 with this $1 per gallon fuel rebate. So it's something we've done, we continue to do. Every year when we sit down and we say, let's take a look at the next year, the first thing that we know is that we will be doing the Young Eagles rebate. It is very important to us. Our past chairman, Jim Mulva, was very involved with the Young Eagles program, and it's just something that we've become known for, and we very happily do it because we know that getting those young people in those airplanes helps build our next generation of pilots. And I will tell you, as a flight instructor, I appreciate that because we want to see people who are interested in flying or who may get that spark about flying, and they then go on, get their license, and then they start flying the Young Eagles.
Talking with Rosemary Leone, who's the director of a programs development for GA programs at Phillips 66. You mentioned that you're a certified flight instructor. Are you active as an instructor these days? Do you have time to do that?
Don't have as much time as I'd like,
yeah.
But I do some instruction. But in fact, I used to run a flight school, which unfortunately I'm not able to do anymore because I moved. Hmm. But we did a lot of flying with young people especially, and there's nothing that makes a flight instructor feel better than to get somebody into an airplane, watch their eyes light up when they take controls and they realize what up, down, right, left feels like, and then they land and they go to their parents and they say, I want to be a pilot. And, you know, it just makes your heart feel good.
Yeah, well, later on this week, by the way, if you're continuing to listen to EA Radio, we'll be having conversations about the need for those young people to go ahead and become pilots. Paul Preindecker, who's the chief flight instructor for Wisconsin Air, is going to come in, talk with us about the fact that there is going to be a pilot shortage.
Absolutely, and we see it. If you see any of the aviation ads coming out, you can see the trends. And it's, you know, we're hoping that we get a lot more people who are interested in, and honestly, not just as careers, but also for recreation. There is still a big difference between flying a flight simulator and flying an airplane. And I will tell you that there's nothing that makes you feel better than that first time that you fly that airplane by yourself. And then you come back and you land it safely and you walk out and you go, I did it. And then you go on and get your license and continue on.
Yep.
So it's, you know, especially with anything that from a Phillips standpoint that we can do to help keep that going. We've got to have pilots in the pipeline. We've got to have people learning to fly, wanting to buy airplanes, wanting to fly airplanes, and wanting to come back up to AirVenture so that we can keep that history going. You know, we've got 85 years in it. We'd hate to see that die out. We want to see that grow.
So Young Eagles pilots who would like to take advantage of the rebate program, is it necessary that they have bought your brand of avgas then to get the
yes.
rebate?
Okay. It's buy our avgas with our credit card,
okay.
And then we will get you a $1 per gallon rebate.
Okay, got it.
And it's pretty simple. If you have any questions, you can stop by and see us at our tent. We'll be more than happy to give you some details.
Tell us where that tent is.
We are on the southwest corner of the Phillips 66 Plaza.
Southwest. I'm trying to do the map in my head. Southwest.
Okay, if you know where the Ford corner. Tent is, we're right across from the Ford tent.
Oh, the Ford tent. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Got it.
Right now, there's a Junker sitting in front of our tent.
Oh, there is? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Did that come in today, or was
yes,
that already
it did.
There?
Came in today.
Wow. Yeah. Well, some of the big metal is coming in today. We had a question from the audience here on our text gateway.
Ah.
Someone was asking earlier if the Orbis DC-10 was in, and yes, it had.
It
did a beauty pass, and then mm-hmm. came in and landed, and it's been towed onto Phillips 66 Plaza just mm-hmm. in the last half hour or so.
Yes, in fact, we were just having a discussion, was it a DC-10 or a DC-11, and we saw it painted on the side for DC-10, so that kind of settled that question.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go. Now, I was told that you did a kind of a non-work-related thing of importance last year at AirVenture. Talk about that. Are you not a builder?
Oh, well, actually, I can't say I did it.
Okay.
Because my airplane won an award, but my husband did all of the work. And
ah.
I need to say that my husband did all of the work. Now,
okay.
Unfortunately, the plaque had my name on it, which he's got grief about. But no, I have a 1949 A35 Bonanza
yeah.
that was voted the best beach in the vintage category. And it's a beautiful silver and red airplane, and it's up here this year. It was, in fact, when the Bonanzas to Oshkosh flew in on Saturday, it was in the second echelon that flew in.
And you flew it in, did you?
No, my husband flew it in. I was driving in. Because I was coming, bringing some things in for our tent.
Right.
And so my husband gleefully flew it in, and he's also the formation pilot in the family, and just did a beautiful job with it. I got to stand out here and watch him land.
Oh, and, great.
The airplane is sitting out in the North 40, glinting in the sun as we speak.
It is, okay.
Yes, it is.
So it's not along vintage parking where some of the other prior
Well, he came in with
the
B to Osh, and so...
Okay, so he's so up there with them.
Over there with them, yes.
Okay. Well, what a neat story.
It's a very lovely airplane. Then we've since added another member to the family. We have a 1953 Piper Pacer, so we're being ecumenical in the airplanes that we own.
Ah.
And so we've added that one now. It may show up here next year.
So did you suspect that your Bonanza was going to be real competitive then last year when you had it here?
We weren't sure. We'd done a lot of work to it, and my husband, of course, had polished it to within an inch of its life. It is polished aluminum.
Oh.
And
oh.
So lots of work.
Yeah.
But it
pays off. My goodness.
It's a beautiful airplane, and no matter where we fly it, people stop and they want to see it. And so it's just beautiful. It's a lot of fun to fly, but it is a vintage airplane, so you better know about an electric prop. You better know what a wobble pump is. And it's not the type of aircraft you're going to buy off the production line today.
Yeah, you said 1946?
It's a 1949.
Ugh.
Yes, 1949 Beach Bonanza. So yes, it's a gorgeous airplane. It's a lot of fun to fly. And it's a great little airplane for getting from point A to point B because you can do about 140 knots true and it burns about 8.5 gallons an hour.
Wow.
So since I have to buy the fuel on it, I really appreciate that.
Something tells me you may not be paying list for that fuel, huh?
Oh, actually, I pay list for everything, believe me.
Oh, goodness.
My attitude is if I work for the company and I sell the fuel to the FBO, I shouldn't be asking for discounts. So.
Well, before you go, let's recap these two things where people can avoid paying list. Number one is free flights, not paid flights. Free flights
That's
on
exactly
the Ford
right.
Trimotor.
Yes.
This is EAA's Ford Trimotor, correct?
This is EAA's Ford Trimotor. We have one flight that we're giving away each day.
Yep.
To young Eagle pilots who register at our booth, and then also if they're going to be at the banquet on Wednesday, they can register to be part of the two rides that are going to be done with Jeff and with Sully.
Okay, great. And then the other thing is young Eagle pilots who may wish to take advantage of Phillips 66 fuel rebate.
Mm-hmm. And actually there have been pilots throughout the country who have not been able to take advantage in the past. We've had a growth in where our FBOs are located.
Okay.
So for those who may have suddenly discovered that they have a Phillips 66 FBO in the area, tell them to please stop by, and we will be more than happy to talk with them about how to get the rebate and what they can expect with it, and we'll get them all set up.
That's great. Well, we'll see lots of you and your company this week.
Absolutely.
As the week goes on. So thanks again, Rosemary Leone, Director of Programs Development for General Aviation at Phillips 66. And for now, let's close the flight plan. I'm Mike Morgan.